This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. It's Saturday, June 4th. I'm Sydney Schofield with a look at your top headlines on KRDO News Radio. A robbery suspect is still on the run tonight in Colorado Springs after police say he fought a security guard, stole his gun, and then shot at him. It happened on South Nevada yesterday around 8 p.m. when a man tried to rob a business in that area. Now, the security guard there intervened and the two got into a fight. Then the suspect took the guard's gun and ran, firing shots at him. The guard was not hurt, but Colorado Springs police say they have not been able to find the suspect. Multiple agencies announced cities in the Pikes Peak region are moving from Stage 2 to Stage 1 fire restrictions. Now you can cook with an outdoor grill, enjoy an outdoor fireplace, and smoke outside in designated areas. However, you are still not allowed to have recreational bonfires or smoke in city parks or open spaces. Fireworks are still banned at all times. Governor Polis signing a number of new laws aimed at preventing and preparing for the next big wildfire. One of those laws invests about $1 million to help local fire departments with mitigation efforts. Another expands an outreach campaign for folks living in wildfire-prone areas, educating them on how to best protect themselves and their communities. Polis is also making forest management more of a priority by increasing the state's carbon inventory, establishing more plants and trees. Police are investigating an overnight shooting at a nightclub, landing the suspect in the hospital tonight. It happened just after 12:30 this morning off East Platte Avenue. Colorado Springs police say an armed man was threatening security guards at the nightclub. Then, out of fear of being shot themselves, one of the security guards shot the armed suspect in the chest. The suspect ran away but was later taken to the hospital by a friend. A retired Air Force colonel will now lead Colorado Springs School District 11, wrapping up a nationwide search for its next superintendent. Board members made the decision Friday, voting unanimously to welcome Michael Gall to D11. Over a career spanning 30 years, Gall has served as a deputy chancellor of D.C. Public Schools and as chief of staff for the Oakland Unified School District in California. He's also worked in the private sector, including president of sales for an education technology company. El Paso County officials are asking for your help on the Homestead Ranch Regional Park Master Plan. Homestead Ranch Regional Park is on the edge of Black Forest with more than 450 acres of land. That includes meadows, forests, and open spaces. County commissioners are hosting a guided hike on June 24th, where they're asking for feedback on what amenities, improvements, and programs the public thinks the park should add over the next decade or so. For more information, head to KRDO.com. That's a look at your top headlines. For more, head to KRDO.com. I'm Sydney Schofield. Have a good Saturday.
From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Nick Carter. For the rest of the evening, we're looking at partly to mostly cloudy skies. A little breezy out over the eastern plains where we saw a few thundershowers earlier today. Temperatures will be cooling into the 60s and 70s. Then overnight, we're expecting mostly cloudy skies. Low around 54 degrees with a light northwesterly breeze about 10 miles per hour. For Sunday, partly cloudy, high temperature 82. Monday, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Same for Tuesday through Thursday. That's your forecast on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.